1060 KGFX, and it's time now for People in Your Neighborhood.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Well, it is Thursday, and that means that it is Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen's turn to talk about what's going to be going on. And, I mean, really, anybody in this area understands that the 4th of July and Fort Pierre are pretty much synonymous with each other.
Pretty much. Do you have 30 minutes or so, Chuck?
That's the thing. I mean, we could do a couple of different things. We could have you talk about the Fort Pierre fireworks and rodeo, or we could have the city of Pierre talk about where all the road construction's at, because both of them are going to take a long period of time.
That's exactly
right. So let's talk about what we have coming up here. Of course, we're going to start things off with the parade, and the rodeo actually starts.
Yeah, yeah. So we start things off with the rodeo tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So tonight at 7 o'clock, the first rodeo. And you know that saying, it's not your first rodeo. This is the first rodeo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So then tomorrow, the 4th of July, and Chuck is promising us that there will be no rain until the afternoon.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. That's what they're telling me. I'm only as good as what they give me.
Okay. So. Well, that's what I've seen from other sources, too. So,
yep.
So we will assume that it's not going to rain until afternoon. Rodeo people, get prepared. But the first thing tomorrow is the 4 on the 4th. And so there is information out on Facebook. I've seen it there. You can register online or through Facebook, or you can just register in person in the morning.
Okay.
Registration starts at 7, and that will be I'm not sure where registration is, but it'll be easy to find because it's at the intersection of Main and Deadwood in Fort Pierre.
Right.
And then the...
And the Dakota Cruiser will be there. That will help out, too.
It will. Tell us. The Dakota Cruiser will tell us where to go.
Yep.
And kids under 12 get in free. Otherwise, it's a $25 registration, but that gets you a real cool tie-dyed T-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so then the walk starts at 8, and then the parade will start lining up about 9.
Right.
And you need to be in line by 9:30 in order to be considered for one of the float prizes.
Right.
And so the same categories to qualify: most patriotic, best South Dakota pride, best horse drawn, best Fort Pierre pride, most humorous, and best antique.
Okay.
Vehicle. And so then the judging will take place about 9:30, and the parade starts promptly at 10. We are right on the dot when we get started. And it normally runs an hour and a half or so, and then at noon, the B-1 bomber flyover will mm-hmm. take place. And talked to the captain yesterday, and he got his instructions for where to fly, and they will again start at the dam. And last year, people who were out at the dam got a real good view, because
right.
you can see them coming in and then watching them fly down south to Deadwood. On Deadwood Street is the route.
I think I saw it from my backyard in Pierre.
I did. I'll bet you did. It would be pretty visible. So looking forward to that. It has become a new tradition for us. Fireworks. Be aware of the hours for discharge. So today and tomorrow, the discharge times go from 9 a.m. to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
But at midnight, please stop and be courteous to your neighbors.
Right.
And the illegal fireworks that cannot be sold or discharged are bottle rockets and no sky lanterns.
And the bottle rockets are anything under 14 inches, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct. And the marshal for the parade is Dennis Hansen, and we've had a good laugh about that. At least Dennis and I have had a good laugh about the original press release went out, and it said the late Dennis Hansen. And
oh,
he's very much alive, and he's actually doing very well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So Then the other, and then of course the rodeo tomorrow night, followed by the big fireworks that are put on by the Fort Pierre Fire Department.
Now, there is a contingency time in case there is rain, correct?
Well, I'm sure there is.
I heard somewhere that if they can't do it tomorrow night, they're going to do it Saturday night.
I'm sure that's true. I think that has happened in the past.
Yeah, so. And we will get the word out just in case anything happens.
Right.
But we're hoping, we're praying that everything's going to go off without a hitch.
You know, it almost always does go off without a hitch. The people that are involved in these activities have just done it for so many years that it's like second nature.
Right.
So you're right. 4th of July in Fort Pierre, that's the place to be.
It is. Everybody talks about it. I mean, we've had employees here that have only been here for a year. They got to experience their first 4th of July in Fort Pierre, and they were already talking about. They already have memories that they built after 1 year of being here.
Yeah, isn't that true? You know, the other thing I need to mention, because I probably have gotten more calls on this than anything, the Bad River Bridge is, I haven't been that way this morning, but it will be open, both lanes will be open this morning.
Great.
I just don't know when it may already be open.
And now, is that permanently open, or are they just opening it for the weekend?
I think they have about another week of work, and then they'll be done. And so I want to thank everybody for being patient and tolerant. You know, that little bridge is such an important artery. We don't realize how important it is until we can only use one lane and with a light. So want to express my appreciation to DOT. Regional DOT was just amazing 2 weeks ago when we had a bit of a traffic jam.
Right.
It was more than a bit of a traffic jam. It was bad. But they were so responsive, and I think that Jason Humphrey and Dean Vandewille pretty much lived in Fort Pierre for a couple days. And if they, if they were either flagging or they were monitoring the lights or they were making sure that traffic was moving. And so really appreciate their responsiveness to our little jam up.
Right.
And then the last thing I need to talk about is we are on a voluntary water restrictions for lawn watering. We ask people to water every other day, if even days, if your house number is even, odd days if your house number is odd. Mm-hmm. And we just have a limited amount of water storage, and during the summer, when it's really hot, like it is today, we can use more than what we have in storage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have committed to our water source that we will do everything we can to conserve water and not use more than our allocation. So we'd appreciate everybody's cooperation in that, and we need to take care of our water.
Right.
You know, when you live on two rivers, you just don't think you have to worry about water.
There's an abundance. Yeah.
Yes.
You think that there's an abundance.
You get that idea. But. Yes. But what's in the river isn't treated and drinkable.
So. Right.
So anyway, I think that's all I have today. I wish everybody a happy and safe 4th. And we'll see you at the parade.
All right. Okay. We will see you at the parade.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chuck.
All right. Thank you. People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Potsdam State Farm.